Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting? I am Master Lady Kira Ra, and sitting right here next to me in our studio live, disappearing, going in and out of many different dimensions tonight, is my amazing husband, wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka. And I just wanted him with us from the very beginning tonight, because this is a conversation. If you were with us Sunday, we opened up this conversation. We shared with you that there was a lot happening, that this was an important week. And so Sri and I are really continuing that conversation. And so thank you, wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka, for being here.
My pleasure to be with you. And I'm just kind of enjoying how the green
screen you have
is,
a half head.
Is floating me. I'm not sure what happened here, but
he's losing half of his hair. It's funny.
But it's great to be with all of you, because every time this show starts, the community gathers and the love expands.
And, you know, speaking of that community gathering, we want to give a big shout out to all of you that are tuning in over at AMFM 247. All of you that are tuning in with us at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira and Oneness Talk Radio, over at bbsradio.com. And of course, over at all the affiliates, including iHeartRadio. We are glad you are with us. I want to give you a shout out right now. Those of you, I see it's already filling up. 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. Sri and I are going to be weaving your calls in all night tonight. Now, hey, you want to use that 800 number, get in over at BBS Radio, and you simply need to dial 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008 to get into the queue. Because it's a big moment. We're talking about the transcendence of this victim trap energy, this still center energy, that this very specific moment, this week in December, it's like that quiet week to invite this beautiful mirror image. Remember, December is the mirror image of November. And because of that, and because it is awareness energy, all of the choices that were made in November are being illuminated, and we are in a moment right now. We are in the still center moment, even though I know it may not feel that way, but we really are, because we're building up to next Monday. Yeah. We're building up to the final peak up level of this year. And because of that, the victim energy is dancing a dance.
Absolutely. You know, and we want to discuss a little more in detail what that really means, because there's many people out there that say, oh, no, I'm not a victim. I'm not running victim energy.
Right.
But what they may be experiencing are the subtleties of the disempowerment that is associated with what we call victim energies. And the disempowerment sometimes can appear to be very powerful. That is, it can express as a strong expression of control over others, which is actually a filling in of a sense of out of control inside. Mm-hmm. So we're going to explore this a little bit, because these are common human issues, and the energy of this time is bringing it up for healing.
Well, not only is it bringing it up, I want to start with an email from one of our listeners, and because this is really potent, and it really was so beautiful. It was forwarded to Sri and I earlier today, and it is really a good jumping point. I want to share before I read this email that those of you that have been with us regularly, that listen to Sri and I, that tune into a lot of our different shows, you know that we have been talking about this now for several weeks, about how this intensity of the moment and this balanced creation. Remember that in ascended numerology, the only thing that has changed between the November and December ascended numerology is that high heart energy of November has come into our center of creation in our second chakra, moving into a year that's going to be all about our truth. And so this month, as the ignition of spiral time has begun, the dance of the victim is terrified because the dance of the victim is linear. The dance of the victim must have a persecutor and it must have a rescuer, and it is self-perpetuating and it is ego-driven. Now, Sri, you have not heard this email yet.
No.
So my beloved Sri has not even heard this email yet. It came to me because of tonight's show and I kept it. And I want to read this email to you. And I'm going to invite all of you to bring a hand to your heart. And remember that if you ever want to send us an email, guest@shreeandcareradio.com. guest@shreeandcareradio.com. You can send us an email. So this came in from Suzanne and her subject line is victim energy.
There's
now,
timeliness.
Now here's what's so fascinating. This came in at 11:25 a.m. this morning, which was hours before we released the e-card. Mm. So I just found it to be just too serendipitous not to bring it onto air. All right. Namaste, beloved. I thought you would want to share a bit of a giggle I had. Now, firstly, you need to understand that if you live in America right now, which Sri and I do not, we live in Ecuador. If you live in America right now, no matter how much you try to avoid the news pieces, they are still front and center. And this particular piece was in my face. Donald Trump held a rally in Georgia for the purpose of supporting the two Republican senatorial candidates. Of course, it was hours of him complaining about a rigged election. No surprise there. But the only part that I caught and that was thrust in my face was a piece of an Instagram. In less than 60-second video, Trump repeatedly called to his supporters to say that they were victims. He repeated it 5 times. Of course, I did a full head spin. Not only was there victim consciousness, but one of the largest victim energies in this country was spreading and calling for additional victims. And then they all chanted some type of anger and hatred. How grateful I am that the universe shows me over and over again, and in so many ways, that I have the tools and the consciousness mm-hmm. and the mastery to recognize what it is. Thank you for giving me these tools. I bow before you. Last night, after our Monday magic teaching, I went out to my back patio and was gazing at the stars. Mm. I love the winter stars. The sky is so clear, and the Pleiades, my seven sisters, always my favorite cluster, so clearly visible. I was compelled to recite the mantra of self-ascension. I recited it once, and at the completion, a shooting star crossed the sky. What a wonderful time. How many miracles are available to us in a minute, an hour, a day? They're here for the taking. Thank you for showing me the way and supporting my own ascension. I can still remember the first time I saw you on YouTube. It was one of the initial early installments, and I didn't know what the heck I was watching or what the words meant. And here I am 7 years later, hearing the messages again, but this time not only understanding them, but knowing them. Mm. Thank you for being here. I can't imagine the experience I would be having right now had I not found you and been the beneficiary of your teaching. With much love and gratitude, Suzanne. Yeah. And Sri, yeah. How does that, I wanted you to get in real time, Sri receiving this letter, and all of you in real time too, right?
Well, yeah, I'm really touched because I have great respect for the clarity that Suzanne has offered and the ability to look and see we have a version of sanity and density, and we have a version of sanity that's an ascended sanity.
Exactly.
And how the two don't blend real well when it comes to truth.
Well, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And that is part of the victim trap right now. Yeah. And, you know, this is why this is so important to use your tools. You know, what are the tools? The tools are all of the gifts that call you out of self-doubt.
Yeah.
Because you cannot pull out of victim consciousness, which is the essence of poverty consciousness. You cannot pull out of it unless you pull out of self-doubt. And that self-doubt is also based upon the energy that is seeking to ascend. And so we really, I'd love to explore this more, because what's happening right now is fascinating, is that this victim energy is slinging everything.
Yes.
It is throwing. I mean, how was your last week, right? And the way and the intensity and the way that things are moving. Yes, everything is being illuminated. And so density is freaking out. It is a new moment.
Well, it is. And I want to just underscore something here. Every, I'm trying to find a nice way to say this.
Okay.
Every despot.
Okay.
All right. That wasn't.
Whatever. Go for
it. Okay. Seek support. And I want to unravel this a little bit. When Mr. Trump is saying you're a victim and we've been victimized and all of that, two things are occurring. There is an invitation to fuse together as partners in pain. We've been done
wrong. That's exactly
wrong.
What it
There's
is.
Something outside of us. We've been done wrong. Okay, we can all relate to that feeling. In this case, the facts might be askew, but the feeling of we've been done wrong,
right,
and having partners in pain around you gives you a sense of I'm comfortable in my victimness.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's apparent. But here's another agenda. A victim cannot exist without a rescuer.
Breathe that in. Or an abuser.
So in this case, you have the liberal whomevers that were the abusers that manipulated the election in the version that Donald Trump was offering, and we are all the victims.
And he is the rescuer.
He is going to ride on that white pony and come on in and champion the way. So as long as the base can be fused, and it's called emotional fusion, fused together in the victim energy, they are ripe to be led by a rescuer who will make them feel justified in their victimhood.
And that is the epitome of partners in pain. And, you know, we will do a whole show on partners in pain. And if you don't know a lot about partners in pain, read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home. Go read that book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home by Sri Ram Kaur and Kira Ra. It has been on the bookshelves for a long time. It's in its fifth printing. It is the gold standard of self-ascension. Read the book, learn about partners in pain, because this is what is happening. And this is what we started talking about on Sunday and that we're carrying through at a deeper level tonight. And we also talked about during our show, Explore the Mysteries. So everywhere that you're catching this show, you can also catch Explore the Mysteries on Sunday nights or in replay. But what we have been talking about is this me consciousness addiction.
Yeah.
And in the victim trap, in the energy that is before us right now, this victim trap is saying to you in this moment, it is calling to you and it is telling you that you have got to look out for yourself, that your way is the only way, that it's dangerous not to, that you're going to be safer if you acquiesce. And this energy is the energy that can only affect us when we are carrying a doubt within of the truth of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why this is and will always be a consciousness conversation, a consciousness battle, a consciousness war, go to speak. You know, that's where we're at right now. This isn't about the minutiae. The minutiae is what they're using to keep you trapped in density. And the addiction is strong. It's probably the strongest addiction.
Well, and one of the reasons Kira and I always bring forward the recognition of the victim triangle, partners in pain, and these perennial lessons is that the only way to evolve is through expanding your awareness. As we expand forward, as we get a greater contextual understanding of what's going on, all of a sudden now we get to make a more informed choice.
Yep.
We get to ascend in wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're open to looking deeper, we can always grow. It's when we're not open to looking deeper that we have what we refer to kind of as a sideways experience.
Right.
You just get to have the same experience over and over. It's not an uplifting experience. It's just a repetitive diversion.
Well, and this goes back to the way that our ascended presence experiences. And the way that we do that, the way our energy expands is through awareness, experience, and choice. And it's an ever-refining spiral. And that ever-refining spiral of awareness, experience, and choice, as Sri was just mentioning, can keep you in a lateral spin for lifetimes. you can be in an upward spin. You can be in a downward spin. And here's the gift. You're never without the spin. You're never going to mess this up. You are never going to be without that eternal energy within you propelling you. It's just an ever-refining spiral of awareness, experience, and choice. And right now, in this moment, in this co-creative, illusionary, beautiful experience of form, we are in the energy of awareness. This month. And we are moving into a profound year that's going to be all about our throat chakra and our truth.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh boy,
yeah.
There's some wonderful
infinite truths.
Absolutely.
Infinite truths. It's gonna be it's gonna be a 5 plus the double zero for 2021.
So. Well, there's a divine opportunity.
Yeah, it is. And no, 5 plus the single zero, forgive me, but it's still the infinite.
Yeah. Yeah. So what, as we're sharing this, you know, I invite you to reflect a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of us in our life has zones of empowerment and zones of disempowerment. And when we begin life, we do not really think about ourselves in that way.
No.
But with experience, we begin to discover, pardon me, that when we're around certain people, we feel appreciated and supported. And when we're around other people, we start to collapse. We start to
shrink. Notice your energy and the way you feel. Yeah.
Those are the first lessons in the victim energy. And those are the lessons that cultivate our awareness. Now, in the good old days, as I was growing up, and I was an adult when I was growing up, this was all about self-help and personal empowerement and I'm okay, you're okay, and all those teachings that were out at a very popular time some years ago. And when I began to understand the spiritual nature of life, I saw how the two intersected, that emotional maturity, emotional health is necessary in order to make space for our spiritual authenticity.
Yep, there it is.
When people are afraid, they give away their power. They just are looking for a rescuer. So they just give their power and say, you decide, you lead me, you make the hard decisions, I'll go with you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when leadership is certainly needed and appreciated. However, giving away your power is going to put you on a sideways experience. There's no growth there until you finally take it back. And so what we're talking about in the victim triangle is part of the emotional growth, meaning learning how to articulate your true needs rather than let people step on you. And part of that is learning where your boundaries are. However, the spiritual component is recognizing that there's nothing wrong with you. You are a powerful, divine, radiant being of light and love having this human experience. And so let's get clear. Who are you? At your essence, you are a powerful, radiant, beautiful being of light and love having this human experience.
Whoo, breathe that in. Let's just take a minute, breathe that in. Let's just take a second and breathe that in, because as you're breathing that in, it brings us back to Sri, what's happening right now, that we are in this very sophisticated, I mean, I want to go back to Suzanne's email.
Yeah.
We are in a moment where there is this very sophisticated victim energy that is out there, that is really getting a hold of beings. And I'm sure a lot of you have seen it. This has been a moment where polarization has become even greater because the ascension is even greater. The energy of expansion is even greater. We are at a moment of incredible up-level capacity. And as a matter of fact, coming up next Monday, December 14, 2020, is the final peak up-level moment of 2020. There will be another up-level date near the end of the month on the 21st, but the 14th is actually the final peak up-level of this year. And it is a momentum. It is a solar eclipse moment. It is massive. And this is very much about saying yes to those tools, to using them, and to breaking free of the what's in it for me. And this is something that we really are at a moment of gazing at, because this beautiful dawning of this age of Aquarius is now. It's right now. It is the moment where we can take off all of our fakeness and really say yes to naked authenticity. And you know, Sri and I have been a little ahead of our time. We've been championing this since 2003, you know, publicly. And so this is that moment. And if you are here on the planet right now, then sincerely, if not now, when? Because the me-focused consciousness has bred this this we-focused consciousness that breeds victims, that needs dogmatic traditions, that is looking for a savior. And those that are very victim consciousness oriented will happily arise as a savior because that gives them power.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is something to really, really offer yourself a gift of noticing that we are in this moment of really being, I guess the word I want to offer you is aware, of being aware at a level that we have not been aware at before.
Now, I want to point out something here. That
please
this
do.
Victim energy has nothing to do with your intelligence.
Not at all.
Victim energy is an emotional state that is really a universal situation. And that when Kira says that it's becoming more sophisticated, it is the languaging and the rationale for being afraid.
So breathe that in.
So
right?
The languaging has become more sophisticated, and the rationale is more appealing to even intelligent, informed people. Mm. However, the emotional state that most people want to cover up with thoughts, principles, and rationalities, the emotional state is one of disempowerment. To whatever degree, it isn't absolute. There is a scale involved.
Absolutely.
And so that sense of being afraid and disempowered, it goes through every race, every gender, every IQ, every bit of it. It's a human state of consciousness that will keep you bound to the drama of density, meaning mass consciousness, bound to the drama of the victim energy, and supports the agenda of those who enjoy you being there.
So let's breathe that in too, because as we are moving through this moment right now, take in a breath and notice what you're noticing. You know, today we had a beautiful being who, just because they are afraid, has decided to not come at Christmas. And, you know, has paid everything, bought airline tickets, and literally sent the email that said, I'm just too afraid to come. And I can't walk through my own fear. This is that victim trap. This is that victim trap. And the key is, at some point, we all have to face it and to not judge ourselves when we do. This beautiful one who said, you know, I'm just honestly too afraid to walk through my own fear, we'll have an opportunity to walk through that again at some other point.
Yeah.
And it's to love ourselves enough to say, I'm either ready to do this or I'm not, but not to judge ourselves or create more fear or anxiety when we do have something. At least we were being, and this is where I really respect, you know, the honesty of, I'm afraid, and then now we can deal with that. Now let's see if it's warranted or not.
Okay. I'm aware that I'm afraid.
I'm aware.
I'm going to have the experience of the fear.
Right.
And I'm going to make choices based on that.
Uh-huh. So
awareness, experience, choice.
Then,
as long as the awareness stays in gear, you get to witness the outcome of your choices, and perhaps there'll be a new awareness, experience, and choice.
There always is. But here's the part of the cycle that I think is so profound is that it's being aware you're even in the cycle.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's that initial awareness. It always brings me back to the beautiful, you know, Krishnamurti, who said so brilliantly that, you know, until you wake up, you are not responsible, mm-hmm. because you don't even know what you don't know. You are unaware of that which has been co-created. And when you become aware of that co-creative experience, when you become aware of the capacity that you wield, the responsibility is that transcendence. It's that transcendence into the smile, the recognition that the mind has let go so much that the inspiration is so much easier, and the creation is the law of instantaneous manifestation. And that's the moment we're in right now, that still center. This week in December is about this moment of saying, okay, I'm ready for this transcendent energy. I am ready for the balanced creation to arise. And when that happens, that triangle, right? If you were to draw a triangle, you'd have victim at one point and rescuer at one point and abuser at the other point. That transcends or ascends when we say yes to our higher experience, our unified field of presence and form as the healer, the teacher, and the mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So those energies transcend. And by now, I know you guys are all going, oh yeah, I think a little bit of that might exist in all of us, right?
Yeah.
All of these aspects exist in the all. It's when we can clearly anchor in the one that the pain becomes less, even if we anchor in the victim process. Many, 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 many very quote unquote awake, loving, beautiful people are living in victim energy. That's okay. You can carry victim energy actually into the just beginning of the fifth dimension. So there's a lot of victim energy, and victim energy is the soul of this we consciousness. This consciousness that says, I've woken up enough beyond the me, but it's only my we. This is that spiritual activism. This is all those isms. That's where the victim energy is, because if you are angry, then it is because something is not balanced. Thereby, there is a victim, there is a rescuer, and there is an abuser. So I just want you to breathe that in and really notice, like I'm noticing my third chakra, even as we're talking about this, and start considering passionate action as a way through this victim consciousness, that in your passionate action lies the ability to transcend from the we consciousness to the us consciousness, the greater good consciousness that clears out a lot of those congestions and starts igniting our greater inspiration.
And the gateway to passionate action is right inside here.
Mm.
When we activate our ascended heart energy, which is a little different than the emotional love energy, the ascended heart is the foundation of your ascended state of consciousness. This is the base point. And the gateway energy to the ascended heart is peace, to be at peace with yourself. And this is also one of the healing keys when we're caught in the victim loop, is self-love. Mm. To love and accept ourselves more gives us a foundation for not looking for the solutions in a rescuer and not being as collapsed in the face of a potential abuser. The more strength we have in our own self-love, the stronger our energy field and the stronger our resilience.
Yeah.
And so that works at the emotional level and the spiritual level, because at the spiritual level, you are that divine being of light, the soul in this body. And when we're disconnected from that, the only resources in our consciousness are worldly.
Uh-oh.
and our biggest inner voice is the inner child.
Mm-hmm.
And so the inner child has really got the maturity of maybe an 8-year-old.
Hopefully.
Here you are letting that voice guide you versus the more educated voice. Now, we all can access our higher wisdom and our inner child and these various layers. However, we tend to orchestrate around one or the other.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is so powerful. And you know, Sri, so much is going on. Let's jump over to the phone lines. We're going to go over to Oneness Talk Radio and we're going to say hi to Houghton, Michigan. Hey, we're going to go to Houghton, Michigan. Namaste, Houghton, Michigan. Welcome.
Hello, Sri and Kira.
Hey, sweetheart. Namaste. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you. It's great to be here. It's been a while since I've tuned in.
Welcome back.
Thanks for being here.
I would love a mini soul reading.
Well, thank you for asking. And so let's just go ahead and take a moment. And I'm feeling, as I connect with you, the very first thing I'm feeling is the upper, like the outside of my third chakra. And I'm really, my heart is just so big around you. And I'm really feeling that inner sense of course, you're our first caller this evening. And of course, you got through this evening after it's been a little while. There is this energy inside of you that is, it's like, the way I want to describe it is it feels like a river, like this beautiful river of light that's cascading. And it very much feels like this, like the ascended Kundalini. But what's interesting is that it's very subtle and very, very slick. Like it comes in, but then it kind of like, it's like something's too slippery, you know, and you can't hold it. It's that kind of feeling. That's what I'm noticing. And this group around you, which is really quite beautiful, very emerald green color, by the way, lots of emerald green color. They're standing around you and they keep saying the same thing over and over again. And they're saying, just let go. There is nothing you need to hold on to. And it will flow in ways you've never dreamed of. And so it is.
Wow. Thank you so much. That makes so much sense. Thank you.
I know you do. And I've got my arms right around you. I love you, Angel. Thank you for calling in. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
You're welcome. Namaste. And we have plenty of you sitting over here at Oneness Talk Radio, 517-208-1500. And hey, I think there might be a line or two open over at the 800 number if you want to give that a buzz, 888-627-6008.
Give a ring.
And you know, for all of you that have been working with Sri and I, please remember that right now you can register for New Year's Eve virtually. Yeah. We are so excited because this year, our New Year's Eve installment will be coming to you live from the Violet Ray, this crystalline dome that we are raising here at Tosa Blue Mountain. This is our sixth annual live broadcast where we will be delivering all of the predictions for 2021 live. We will be offering a live installment, however that flows. You will be here with all of our beautiful on-site residents that will be here with us, all of us in our mastery regalia.
We're dressing up.
And so we invite you to put on your mastery regalia. We're going to be broadcasting live at 8 p.m. New Year's Eve Eastern Time. 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I believe that's 5 p.m. Pacific Time, New Year's Eve. So there's still time to do other stuff. Register. Go to SriandKira.com and join us on New Year's Eve. This New Year's Eve, 2021, we are, and this is why this victim entanglement is so big right now. This is why we're being blessed with all these beautiful energies helping us to move forward into this next phase of humanity. We have in front of us right now the collective opportunity to stand up and break free of the what's in it for me philosophy, to actually be in our empowered presence of doing everything because it's the right thing to do, that it is this all-encompassing consciousness at a time when there are many whose soul experience is to experience a different experience of consciousness. Each being is arising into that experience, that choice, that awareness, that experience, that choice, that awareness, that experience, that choice. We are each arriving there. If you are connecting with this show, then within you, there is a mirror reflecting that is saying, are you ready? Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Can you expand your mind even more? You know, one of the blessings of living here in Ecuador, and you see this beautiful rainbow that's over my husband there. There we are. Yeah. These are our Compadres Mountains. This picture was taken. You took this picture, right, Judy?
Yep, right out.
Yeah, this
front.
Was taken right outside our studio. This is our view. This is where we live. And one of the beauties is that, you know, we also live in this beautiful valley of Huachuma, of San Pedro. We're very, very blessed to live in an authentic valley where it grows wild here, and it's everywhere, and it's amazing. And this is what we have discovered living here, is that when we give ourselves the gift of releasing the grip of that which tries to stop our expansion, of saying yes, of committing to a higher consciousness experience, this is the epitome of Einstein's, you cannot solve problems at the level of consciousness that created them. And for those of us, there is absolutely no doubt as to why the consciousness movement is expanding. Yet even within the consciousness movement, there is an expansive amount of ego and an expansive amount of limitation based upon these ultimatums or these ultimate directives. When we break free
of holding ourselves accountable to the limitation of density, when we can remember the truth of who we are, when we can attain the yoga of self-ascension, which is to fully embody the master in form while carrying this body, in that moment, we offset the energy or the consciousness experience of a million others. A million others. Our voice doesn't need to be broad. We just need to know who we are.
Yeah.
And that's why you're here.
Yeah. And I'm reminded of the work of David Hawkins, who talked about levels of consciousness and pioneered that into more of the mainstream awareness.
Great work.
Nearly 80% of the inhabitants of this planet cannot distinguish between an uplifting energy and a life-defeating energy.
Breathe that in.
Nearly 80% of the people are at a level of consciousness that really doesn't know what is wholesome and good for them.
Right.
Because they cannot discern truth from falsehood, they're susceptible to spin, to language, to Madison Avenue techniques. 80%. Now,
80%. I mean, really take this in. And if you want to dive into this conversation, go listen to Explore the Mysteries, the one that was just posted 2 days ago on December 6th.
So what this does is it's an offered opportunity to come forward with compassion.
Yes.
How do people grow? They don't grow by criticizing them. People don't grow by slapping them on the side of the face and say, you're wrong. People grow through encouragement and love and awareness, experience, and choice. And so in a society that is getting more and more polarized in the developed countries, there is an actual collapse of consciousness.
Breathe that in.
Degrading.
Yeah, breathe that in.
And this is one reason why it's so precious and important for you to champion your own heart. Yes. Because as we reside in our ascended heart, we send out a wave of energy which offsets the negativity. It doesn't change people's minds. That's up to them.
That's interference. Remember, all we can do is affect balance.
It's a beautiful tone of harmony,
right?
Which stabilizes the grand mix, the grand ocean, and provides light and possibility energy and hope and trust versus providing the spiral of collapse energy. Ooh, I said that when the whole camera shifted.
I was watching how the camera's been shifting off and on. Every once in a while, we get to see that you really have hair and a shoulder.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
I love it. It's great.
Anyway, so as what Kira was sharing is as we trust our inner nature, as we trust ourselves, as we hold love in our hearts, what happens is not only do we feel better, not only do we trust our life more, we are radiating a wave of coherent energy into the planetary thought body,
yeah,
into the collective energy, providing opportunity for those who have not yet awoken to these frequencies.
Right.
So there's no interference. There's just simply when the sun shines, plants grow.
I love that. And I love how Archangel Zadkiel also said, and some plants grow better in shade.
And some prefer it.
Exactly. All right. Who are we to judge? Hey, let's run over to the call board here. I'm going to say hi to Woodbury, New Jersey. Hey, Woodbury, New Jersey. Namaste. Welcome.
Oh, my goodness. I'm on my station today. I'm just loving you guys all the time. And sending my gratitude for this beautiful experience and conversation to be a part of this spiritual community, and I'm just so inspired by all of your wisdom and your light in this room. So I wanted to express that appreciation for you both, and I would love a mini soul reading, please.
Well, you are most welcome. And I just want to, oh yeah, you're so precious, honey. I just want to first share with you that as I'm connecting with you, it's funny. It's like I'm hearing sit up straight.
Yes.
Smile broader. And they're like, and look up at the sun and remember how warm it can be. It's like they're saying that these rays of light, and I'm seeing you and you're sitting outside and your eyes are closed and you're smiling. And I'm watching all these rays of light, but they're all, it's like the 19 unified rays of light and all the colors.
And they're all radiating down on you. And they're saying, they're just saying that begin. It's like you look at them like they're a harp, and they're, and it's like I'm watching you, and they're saying, just go, just begin, just create, let it come forward. And they're saying that your heart has been screaming at you. Now let your mind relax and your soul lead. And so it is.
Wow. Beautiful. I'm so with such gratitude and tears of joy. This is so, I just came from the beach and was connecting with the pink sunshine, sunset. So I just was having that experience, and now I have this beautiful experience. So thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
Oh, no, thank you. And you know what I love that you shared that, because obviously you called in because the beings that were with you doing that said, keep going, keep integrating. More just happened. And so it is.
Much love to you.
Beautiful. Love to you too.
Mwah. Namaste, angel. Many blessings. Oh, Sheree, you feel that?
Yeah.
I was really feeling that beautiful warmth. See, and this is the gift, I'm enjoying hearing that she had just been doing that. And I was thinking of, you know, we are very blessed. She and I are very blessed. We do a lot of mentoring for a lot of beautiful people all around the world, spiritual mentoring. And one of our mentoring clients was talking about how she's been gifting herself with making sure that she is present for every sunrise and every sunset every day.
Sweet.
And I got to share, you know, that's the moment where we're saying yes to who we truly are.
Yeah.
Where we're taking the moment to say, okay, I know I'm navigating. I mean, this person goes to a job, you know, works in an office building, all those other things, but is saying, I get that this planet deserves this moment. You know,
appreciation, and connection.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a moment in the morning, and it takes us out of our victim energy and puts us back into, wait a minute, look what is really here. Yeah. You know, this is why we have our background here. Those of you that are watching us, you know, remember how blue the sky can be. You know, here in Ecuador, there's no such thing as a chemtrail. We don't even get air traffic where we live. So all we have are these crystalline blue skies free from anything, and this pure energy that is constantly supporting extraordinary vitality. You know, living here in Ecuador at the middle of the world, one of the things that we have learned is that when we adjust to the natural cycles, you know, here in Ecuador, every day of the year, it's 12 hours of sun and 12 hours of, it's always 12 and 12. So we have really found this natural rhythm.
Feels good.
Feels very supportive of mastery presence, of really being able to allow the natural indigenous cycle of our own experience of life to filter forward. And this is just part of the energy that the planet is screaming for, and part of what's going to be happening at the WWA Summit. And mark your calendar now, the weekend of March 19, 2021, in 2021. Be here residentially. Go to sreeandkara.com. You'll find all the information right there on our events page, and download the PDF if you want to be here for part of the residential program. And remember, register for New Year, because at New Year, we're going to be announcing how you can attend the virtual summit as well. It is a powerful, powerful moment.
You know, and I want to dovetail on the sunrise, sunset, because it's very reminiscent of the teaching that just came forward last Monday Magic.
And if you're not part of Monday Magic, get in there.
And basically, the corollary of this teaching is we, humanity, are at the time of a new beginning, a new energy.
The world has shifted. We are at that moment.
And the lesson is, how can you go into a new beginning if you're still holding on to the old?
Breathe that in.
And so I was just stimulated to remember that, because sunrise is a new beginning. It's a new day. It's an opportunity. It's fresh energy. And the sunset is inviting us, let's release the day. Let's not try to carry yesterday into tomorrow. Let's release the day.
Ooh,
and so humanity as a whole is at an opportunity of new beginnings, an opportunity for new, fresh, maybe everything.
And can we break out of the what's in it for me?
Yeah.
Or that's because that polarity is there. Or can those of us that are aware say yes to our consciousness, release the doubt, and really stand in this moment of clarity, purpose,
and passion. Yeah. And speaking of that, all these beautiful beings that have been holding, we're going to go to, it looks like, Santa Cruz. Hey, Santa Cruz, California, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, namaste.
Is that me? I guess it is.
It is Hello? You. It Hi, is sweetheart. You. Namaste.
Hi. Yeah, this is great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Well, I follow you. I'm really passionate about what you're teaching and everything. And so I wondered if I could have a mini ceremony. My birthday's on the 21st this year, as always, but.
Oh, well, wonderful. Yeah. Well, that's the 21st of December coming right up.
Yeah, this is a big day.
It is a big day. Well, I want you to bring your hands to your heart and relax. Just relax, honey. And as you're relaxing, and as I'm connecting with your heart, and as your heart has been coming through, right at the top behind your skull, there's this beautiful, it feels like jewels. And it's like this big, I don't want to use the word crown. It would be like if you had a big stand-up collar. You know, it's like this big kind of like huge stand-up collar, but it goes taller than your head. Like it comes all the way up and halfway around. And as I'm seeing you standing within that, I'm feeling literally like I'm being raised up out of my chair. My eyes feel as if they're getting much clearer. It's like there's wind coming through my eyes, and I'm feeling my whole spine become illuminated with this, with like this crystalline light. And it's like coming in through all my vertebrae. And all I keep hearing is that you are at a moment of infusion of divine presence. Close your eyes, breathe in through your nose, exhale sharply through your mouth. And as you do, let go of the thought and receive that which you have already, they're saying, which you have already called forward. And so I want you to breathe in, let it out. And I'm feeling especially, wow, I feel heat in some parts of your spine. I'm feeling some tension in the upper part of your spine. And they're saying that your ascended Kundalini is rising, and it is also waiting for your permission to keep going. So this is a moment, the last thing I want to share with you is it's like I feel this deep pressure in the center of my chest. Get into a tub if you can. Go really relax. Take a moment of a deep, like give yourself, I call it a 10-minute vacation every day, where for 10 minutes you go totally off grid. And it's amazing what that will do for you. And so all of this together is weaving in front of you the fabric of the direction that you have been seeking to take. And the moment is now. And so it is. Many blessings, my love.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. We
Much
love you, honey.
To you, dear.
Namaste. And wow, I want us all to breathe in right here. Let's just really breathe in because I'm really feeling that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really feeling it. And this is part of that energy. There's that deep, you know, I go back to Suzanne's email from earlier in the show today of, especially for those of you in the United States, but I know this is true in all other countries, that right now there is an intensity, especially around the voice of distraction. And the voice of distraction loves the ego, and the ego loves it. And victim consciousness is sophisticated, it's savvy, it's mutating, and it is right now.
Victim, abuser, rescuer are all faces of the same energy. With a little awareness and experience and self-love, that evolves into the teacher, the healer, and the mentor, which are the faces of the more ascended presence.
Exactly.
We have the opportunity to choose. You have choice. What a powerful tool.
You really do.
The choice is the gateway to getting unstuck. And so often when we are just simply sitting and observing, our energy starts to kind of congest, slow down. And it's really critical, as Kira was sharing about the breath. Breath is movement.
Yeah.
Breath can clear you. And when we breathe consciously and deeply, let it out with a sigh. we're sending a signal to our tissues.
Yes.
I am alive. And to be alive is to have movement, to have vitality, to be able to be invigorated and inspired, and to lift out of the lower chakra frequencies, which are simply about fear and polarization, and to lift into the ascended heart, which is the energy in your heart center, center of the chest, which provides a plateau of peace upon which the energy of compassion can express. Where there is peace, compassion comes more easily. And compassion is the fifth dimensional energy. This is the future that is here now, to live a life of self-love, love of others, to see each being at their highest potential rather than their tragic expressions of disconnect, to see what they can be, not what they did, to be able to look at life through that lens creates the space for expansion, creates a world that we want our children to play in, creates a world that we enjoy being in, and the choice is yours. Every one of us has that choice to anchor in our love or to anchor in the discontent.
And so, you know, it's really three easy ways you can do that. Is number one is to remember that naked authenticity begins with gazing in the mirror with so much love for yourself that you're ready to give yourself a chance to just be you.
Yeah.
Imagine how much easier your life is when you are not hiding the truth of who you are and you are able to celebrate it and really dive into the beautiful blessing of inspiration guiding versus anxiety and all of the other energies of density consciousness and victim consciousness. Constant anxiety, constant drama, constant challenges is an addiction. There is a physical addiction to the energy that these bring in. This is addictive energy, which is why it can only be transcended through your consciousness, because the victim energy is the most potent addiction. You are born into it. Consider that. You are born into it, and then you are, your belief systems are then catered in around that through a religious system of dogmatic traditions that tell you all about this, that tell you you need to be a victim and that you must be saved and that you don't have anywhere near enough power, intelligence, or understanding to do anything for yourself. God forbid you remember who you are. And so this is why intelligence became challenging. This is why critical thinking became challenging. And this is why in this moment, going back to Einstein, the only way these challenges are going to be solved is at a different level of consciousness. And that's the paraphrase. Yeah. And so as we look at our naked authenticity, then what we bring right next to it is the humility of the mastery. This is a powerful one. So it's naked authenticity, step one. Step two is the humility of the mastery. A true master is in the humility of the mastery presence and the recognition of the blessing of this unified experience of body and master in full conscious awareness in this experience of the illusion of time. And the last one is joy. It is that joy of being able to really exhale into the trust that the universe, that you've got this. That there is nothing to ever obsess about. There is only the active principle of your divine presence. This is not inactivity. It's quite the opposite. The still center is actually the most active place you can ever be.
And there is a wonderful reminder from Archangel Zadkiel. If it does not bring you joy, then why are you doing it?
Yeah.
Joy is your birthright. Joy is the signal from the soul that you're in the right place, in the right moment, doing the right thing, and you have the joy.
There it is, right? Joy is your birthright, and you deserve, because you were born. Just yes. Really breathe that in. This is a mastery, incredible mastery, conglomeration of experience, and you are the master of it.
And again, please visit Sri and Kira, S-R-I-A-N-D, Kira, K-I-R-A.com. Join us for New Year's. Find out about the WWA Summit. Read a whole bunch of free stuff and celebrate that you are free. Because in your freedom is your inspiration, your creativity, and the law of instantaneous manifestation.
Beloved ones, it's been a delight to be with you. Have a beautiful evening.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart, in all ways, know the master you are.